From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Another retired general is calling for Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld to resign. John Riggs served in the U.S. Army for 39 years. He began his military career as an enlisted soldier in Vietnam and rose to the level of a three-star general serving in the Pentagon. Riggs told NPR today that Rumsfeld is responsible for many of the mistakes in Iraq, and he says he should step down.
I think it's, in some ways, his arrogance that's keeping things going. I think he should step aside and let someone step in who can be more realistic.
General Riggs is the latest retired U.S. general to publicly call for Donald Rumsfeld to leave. All have spoken out in the past few weeks. We reached General Riggs today in Nashville, where he was waiting to catch a plane. He said the U.S. military is suffering because of poor leadership and political agendas.
As I worked in the Pentagon for a number of years, I just think there was an atmosphere of arrogance about our approach to the war in Iraq as well as Afghanistan. And I think in many cases it resulted in military advice not being well received or in many cases not taken at all.
You say it was an atmosphere of arrogance. I'm wondering if there are specific mistakes you think were made in the lead-up to the war and in the execution of the war in Iraq right now.
Well, I think that, you know, the war itself, as far as the combat phase of it, what General Franks and others did was, you know, highly admirable. But I think what happened is that we just grossly underestimated the numbers of soldiers that would be required in a stability phase, which we're still in Iraq, as well as the impact that it would have upon the United States Army and the other services over the long haul. So I think that where General Shinseki, the then Army Chief of Staff, gave a fairly realistic estimate on the number of troops that would be received, you know, Mr. Wolfowitz and the Secretary of Defense downplayed those numbers because of whatever reasons, I assume they were political, and I think we just grossly underestimated what would be required in order to stabilize Iraq and then be able to bring stability throughout that whole area, and we did it because we just eased into the numbers instead of realistic estimates to begin with.
The generals who've called for Donald Rumsfeld's resignation, Anthony Zinni, Major General Paul Eaton, Lieutenant General Greg Newbold, they've all talked about not having enough troops on the ground, about delays in sending troops, about troops being poorly equipped. Were they sending those messages to the Pentagon? Were they actually telling the Pentagon about this before they actually came forward and stepped for and called for Donald Rumsfeld's resignation?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure what they would tell Secretary Rumsfeld in private. I know what General Shinseki, the Chief of Staff of the Army, told them. I know what I said while I was still on active duty. Neither one of our suggestions were acted upon at all. I mean, they were just poo-pooed at being wildly optimistic. And I think it's that atmosphere of arrogance that caused them to think that they had the right answers. And quite honestly, they only need the military advice when it satisfies their agenda. And I think that's a mistake and part of why I think that he should go ahead and resign. And let's get somebody in that can run the Defense Department in a more practical manner than what is being run.
Now, sir, some might say that that this is a bit of sour grapes on your part because you also came out early, more than 2 years ago, and said the Army needed to be bigger by at least 10,000. And I understand that that was not a welcome suggestion. What happened when you said that?
Well, actually, my figure was not 10,000. It was considerably more than that. And I think what I was speaking of at the time was the Army the right size for the missions that we could be asked to do? And one could read the president's national security strategy and see to it that our services, especially the ground forces and the Army specifically, were really in a global war on terrorism for the long haul. And we just were not adequately sized to be able to stay in the conflict. And so I did an interview while I was still on active duty, and I suggested that we didn't have the numbers that we needed for the long haul.
And what happened when you made that suggestion?
I wound up retiring at less than the grade that I was holding. And, you know, I'd be very candid with you. I can't, you know, for sure say that that was a vindictive approach to retiring me. I have to think in my mind that that was partially because I was outspoken on the numbers.
And you lost a star in that process also.
That I did.
The demotion of a general is highly unusual in the U.S. military. Officially, an investigation by the Army Inspector General's office found General Riggs guilty of two violations of contracting rules. But the infractions were determined to be minor, and so they were left out of his record. He says that is not what's motivating him now.
That isn't the issue at this point. I mean, what's at issue at this point is making sure that, you know, we're well led, that military advice is taken when it should be taken, that this atmosphere of not even micromanagement, it's nanomanagement, stops. And that, you know, I believe the civilian leadership is in charge, and they should be in charge, but I think they should take sound military advice.
Do you expect that at some point an active general might call for Secretary Rumsfeld's resignation?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, we are loyal to the max, and I just don't think we are in the political realm, so I don't think they will call. They may critique how the job's done, but they won't go so far as to call for his resignation. That's not within their purview.
That's General John Riggs, who today became the latest retired senior military figure to call for the resignation of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. NPR asked the Pentagon to comment on what General Riggs had to say. Spokesman Jim Turner said the Pentagon is, quote, not going to go tit for tat on those calling for Secretary Rumsfeld to step down. And spokesman Turner referred to this statement made earlier this week by the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace.
As far as Pete Pace is concerned, this country is exceptionally well served by the man standing on my left. Nobody works harder than he does to take care of the PFCs and the Lance Corporals and Lieutenants and the Captains. He does his homework. He works weekends. He works nights. People can question my judgment or his judgment, but they should never question the dedication, the patriotism, and the work ethic of Secretary Rumsfeld.
And the White House had this comment today on Secretary Rumsfeld. Spokesman Scott McClellan said the president believes Secretary Rumsfeld is doing a very fine job during a challenging period in our nation's history.